What is up? Still studying. Still studying here on a pre-Friday. It's July 8th, 2021. Pre-Friday, practice Friday, Friday Eve, the unofficial kickoff to the weekend. And it is episode number 45 of the Study Session. I'm your host, Jeremy, here from the Still Study. So grateful that I get to spend this 10, 11, 12, 13 minutes with you, whatever it turns out to be. Happy to be with you, man. Happy to celebrate this practice TH with you, man. As we take another step closer to the start of your Pittsburgh Steelers training camp. Remember, the team is eligible to report on the 21st, and then we're going to get after it. And then August 5th, Hall of Fame game, Dallas Cowboys get to see all those youngsters in action, start to get a read on their caliber of play, start seeing what they have to offer. Exciting. Because we need to see that depth in action. We need to see these young guys. Anyway, let's get after it. Episode 45. Here we go. Couple things to hit on today. First up, ESPN published their list of top edge rushers in the NFL. And yours truly, TJ Watt, was at the top. Oh, hang on one second. Let me correct myself. TJ Watt was not at the top, was not ranked the best pass rusher on this list. It was Myles Garrett. ESPN gave the nod to Garrett as the best pass rushing edge in the NFL over one TJ Watt. Okay, Garrett's talented. He's produced. Not on the level of TJ. I guess this is a projection based on his talent, but it's not based on production over the past several seasons. But again, it's list time. This is list season. Top five this, top five that, what have you. But I just hope Watt continues to take notice of this. I know he's striving. He's got to be striving to be recognized as the best, the elite at that position. And man, his mental Rolodex is filling up. I can't wait to see him line up this season and what he brings. He's going to be ready to go. So again, TJ Watt ranked number two behind Myles Garrett. What else is going on? Trey Turner had an opportunity to speak to the media, was on the NFL Network. Turner, if you'll remember, signed for $3 million following David DeCastro's his release. And now Turner is being expected to step in and start in place of DeCastro and really bring the veteran leadership to the team on the O-line that is going to be needed, because it's a collection of young, unproven guys with not much experience. I know there's been some criticism of Turner that he's not played as well in his past few seasons. Some of that can be attributed to injury, but his tape prior to those injuries was stellar. In his interview, he said his decision to go to the Steelers had to do with them playing my style of football. He's physical, he's aggressive, we know that. He's excited to block for Najee Harris. And in terms of what he can still bring to the table, he confidently asserted that I believe in my game and that he's a dominant run blocker. Again, I've referenced the confidence that these players bring with them to the offseason. These are confident individuals to begin with. They're professional athletes. But it's what you want to hear Turner say in talking about his role with the Steelers on the offensive line, what he can contribute, what he's going to do this coming up season, or this upcoming season with the Steelers. A lot of people out there capping Turner's contributions before he's even taken a snap. I know we don't want to get too high on him, but let's just let things play out and see what he's able to contribute this season. No doubt we're going to miss DeCastro, but at least you have a five-time Pro Bowler who's stepping in. At least you have a veteran. Devin Bush made an appearance back on Twitter. Said that he was limited to 2 tweets a day, which he then went on to exceed 2 tweets. Made mention that his mental health is perfectly fine. And some other comments. Dude, just I hope you ball out this year. Please just don't go down the Twitter rabbit hole. Please. Have to say I'm a little surprised by, not a little, kind of a lot surprised by what Bush has been posting. But hopefully we've completely forget about this, move on, and this doesn't turn into something else. But who knows? But he is needed. He's essential in the middle of that defense. And then finally, want to close with this. The love and the clicks and the reads of the Tomlin article that I posted about his record after 6 games and what that means for the team's success in terms of postseason play. First of all, thank you for your readership. That was an article that resonated with the audience. I'm appreciative of you viewing the content, reading the article, your comments, your feedback. Thank you. But just wanted to take a moment. Let's take a look at those first 6 games before the bye week this year. You've got at Buffalo, home versus Las Vegas, home versus Cincinnati, at Green Bay, home versus Denver, home versus Seattle. So you have 2 away games, 4 home games. And I don't want to say the table was set nicely, but honestly, these first 6 games on the schedule are not as difficult as the gauntlet that awaits them after the bye week. So if anything, the strength of schedule these first 6 games plays into their favor and into that necessary 4-2 statistic. And I think they very well can hit 4-2 after these 6 games. And like I said, I just have a strong feeling about that opener versus Buffalo, that's going to be a win and a breakout game for Najee Harris. I think they beat Las Vegas. I can see them beating Cincy at home. I know Burrow is going to be a great quarterback, but I think they get the win at home. It's the Green Bay game. We'll have to watch and see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. If Rodgers isn't around, that becomes winnable. Then you have Denver at home. That's winnable. And then you have Seattle Sunday night at home. Again, that's a toss-up. We don't know what to think of that game. But again, if you look at those first 6 games, it's set up for the Steelers to start out the season successfully. How it's going to play out, we won't know. until we get into the fall months. And that is the beauty of football. That's the beauty of the study sessions. That's the beauty of the Still Study podcast. We get to pontificate, discuss, deliberate, ponder, consider all the things that could happen. And it's just plain fun. And studyings, that's it, man. Go get after it. It's your Thursday. It's your pre-Friday. Get your practice Friday on. It's going to be a great weekend for you. I just got this feeling. I got a feeling. Look, I hope you have a great rest of your week. Friday's going to shape up to be a good one for you. So will Saturday and Sunday. Remember, we're bringing sessions to you Saturday and Sunday this week. Drop us a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @stillstudy. And remember, the start of training camp is an official holiday. It's a holiday. And that's it. That's all I got for you. Have a great day. Peace.